This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome to Tech Talk, and good afternoon, everyone. This is the only radio show in the country that translates geek speak into street speak. I try to take all the technical jargon that's enough to make your head spin. Blu-ray, Bluetooth, LCD, MP3. Who can understand that all? And then break it down into plain English. You probably agree technology is pretty awesome, be it the internet, computers, digital cameras, smartphones, or GPS navigation devices. But who can understand it all? Tech Talk is brought to you by Windows 7, Microsoft's latest and greatest operating system. Enjoy speed, security, and ease of use with the brand new Windows 7. For more info, simply visit microsoft.ca/Windows 7. Well, I hope you've heard by now that Ontario has officially gone hands-free, joining other provinces like Newfoundland, Labrador, Nova Scotia, and Quebec in a ban on drivers with phones to their ears. So what are your options for those who want to chat while behind the wheel, if you must? What are the different wired and wireless options out there? How much does it cost to get going? What do you need to get going? Who are the big players? These are all valid questions that you likely have. And so joining us from now until 1 p.m. is Matthew Yule, an automotive tech reporter for Backbone Magazine and contributor to the Toronto Star's Wheels section. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Matthew is joining us here to answer your questions about hands-free. That's our topic for today, whether it's Bluetooth, and we'll explain what that silly-sounding word means, or it's a wired solution, not wireless. There are no shortage of options to go hands-free in today's day and age, and now it's the law. So, well, if I'm not mistaken, Matthew, they're not handing out fines until February 1st, which will be up to $500, but you could be pulled over with a slap on your wrist.
No, definitely. And actually, on Friday afternoon, I was in Scarborough at the town center, and there was a police officer set up pulling people en masse. I couldn't believe he had about 7 or 8 cars lined up of people that were pulling in that were using their handset.
Right. And while I'm not trying to say, you know, go ahead and do it till February 1st, but because you could also get a ticket for something else, like dangerous driving or improper lane changes. Mm-hmm. There's other things. If a police officer really wants you to be penalized for talking while driving, there's probably something else he'll see because of your driving behavior, because you were not paying attention.
Right. We've all almost been run off the road by somebody on their handset. So if the police officer is pulling you over, and it's just your handset, there's probably other things you're doing wrong as well behind the wheel.
So you might be looking at a minimum of $500 fine when this is full, it's enforced now, but when the fines are, they start February 1st, 2010. All right, so if you have any questions about hands-free products, that is our theme. I'll tell you about our great prizes in a moment, courtesy of our friends at Yada. But the numbers are 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-877-518-5151 or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Once again, 416-872-1010 if you're in the Toronto area, 1-877-518-5151 outside of the GTA or *8255, a free call on your cell phone, and I hope that you're making that call hands-free. But if you still have a lot of questions about hands-free calls, you know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. Chances are, if you've got one on your mind, then someone else has it too. And not only will you get your question answered while we have our expert with us today, Matthew Yule, but you'll also be eligible to win of our 2 grand prizes. So here's what we've got for you today. Courtesy of Yada, Y-A-D-A, we've got 2 great prizes for you. The last caller before the 12:30 break will win the hands-free visor speakerphone with something called text-to-speech. We'll ask Matthew to explain what that is. But this is a wireless speakerphone for your visor that lets you chat hands-free without having to wear that little thing over your ear. And it retails for about $130. So it's yours for free by being, just by chance, the last caller before 12:30. So start calling now to get in on the queue. It's only 19 minutes away. Then our grand prize, as if that wasn't cool enough, the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win the Yada hands-free rearview mirror speakerphone. I showed this on CTV News Channel last week I have a segment there called Tech Talk as well on Tuesday nights. And this drew a lot of buzz within the studio and through email. It looks like a rearview mirror that snaps on top of your existing one, and it lets you chat hands-free and even shows you who's calling. It splashes a little LED information on the rearview mirror so you can decide to accept or decline the call. You can even use your phone's auto-dialing, you know, voice dialing feature. You could say dial, and then you say the person's name or call the person's name. $150, and that's going to go to the last caller before 1 p.m. Both from Yada. The website is letsyada.com. We've got Matthew Ewell in the studio. He is a tech expert, automotive expert. So we are encouraging people to call in with their questions about hands-free. So before we get going, Matthew, let's talk about a little bit more about our first giveaway going to the last caller. It's called the Visor speakerphone. I think that kind of says it all, but maybe you can elaborate a bit.
Sure. This one actually is in my wife's car right now. It the feature she really likes about it is when she paired it, and we'll talk about pairing your phone later on, is when you pair it with your phone and somebody calls, it tells you who's calling. So most often in her case, it'll be, you know, Matthew calling.
You. Yeah. Oh, that's the text-to-speech.
Yeah, so it actually says out loud. Right. You don't have to take your eyes off the road. You just listen for who's going to call. There's a big, fat, green button that when you want to answer, just poke it with your index finger and you're connected.
Great. So it's a speakerphone with text-to-speech. So if the person's name is not in your phone book, or if you don't have call display, it'll say the number.
Right.
And then you could decide to take it or not.
Right.
And if it's in your phone book or if you have call display and it's a person's name, it'll say the name and you can decide who to call.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so the idea here is that you wirelessly pair this with your compatible cell phone. You do need a cell phone with that feature called Bluetooth.
Exactly.
And then it'll work. So why don't we talk about what Bluetooth is? It's a very silly sounding name. But we've heard of Blu-ray, which is sort of the successor to the DVD for high-definition movies. But Bluetooth is something else altogether.
Yeah, Bluetooth has been around for a long time. And if you've ever used a PlayStation 3, it's actually what connects the controllers to the base.
And the Wii as well.
The Wii as well,
yeah.
And what Bluetooth is it's a secure connection between, your phone and a device. So when you pair your phone, it allows your phone to talk to the hands-free Bluetooth device. So when a call comes into your cell phone, it'll ring to the speaker device as well, the visor clip, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes Bluetooth really great is it only works within around 10 meters, 30 feet of the device. So it's not like Wi-Fi, which has a much longer range.
Right. You're not surfing the net on this technology.
No,
it's just
not
for pairing two devices.
Yeah, it's a slower, the data speed between two devices are slow. What also makes it great is if you have your phone paired to that device, it's not like somebody can come and take it over. So if you're, if both you and your partner are in the car and you have Bluetooth phones, it's not like your partner's device will all of a sudden ring to the speakerphone because it's not paired.
Right. And just before our first break here for traffic, I just want to clarify that setting up a Bluetooth device, a hands-free solution, is very easy.
Oh, yes.
All you have to do is go to your phone's options, press Bluetooth, and then search for, there's usually a button that says something like search for nearby devices. Then you press and hold the button on the Bluetooth headset, which goes over your ear or the speakerphone, and it flashes blue. And then next thing you know, on your phone, it'll say found, Yada speakerphone, blah, blah, blah. Type in the 4-digit code. By default, it's 40s.
Right.
Or if you're overly concerned about privacy, you can set up a PIN number.
Right.
Otherwise, most people just keep it 40s. And then you're connected. That's it. Okay. We have to take a short break, Matthew, when we return going to the lines and getting ready to give away our first hands-free product. Good stuff today. All right. We'll be back with more Tech Talk in moments.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. Today we're talking about hands-free. We're going to jump to our first call, but really quickly first, our guest, by the way, is Matthew Ewell. He's an automotive tech expert. Thanks for joining us, Matthew.
My pleasure.
Bluetooth sounds like a horrible dental discoloring disease, but the reason why that name exists is because the technology, so basically I think it was founded by, is it Nokia or Ericsson? Ericsson.
Yes.
Ericsson, there's a 14th century Danish Viking named
Harald
Blåtand.
And he amalgamated all the tribes. That's right. Who knows this?
I know this is why now I'm stumped, because I used to know this. Bluetooth is a uniting technology between headsets and phones, and this Viking united Norway with Denmark.
Right.
And he had such a yen for blueberries that his wooden teeth had turned blue.
That's right.
That's the story. All right. Now you learned something. Let's start with Doris in Hamilton. Hi, Doris. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are there any devices available that you can listen to your phone through your radio, so rather than having some sort of headset?
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Doris, there are so many. They're called head units. Usually they replace the existing stereo in your car. And they're actually great solutions, because the call quality, the sound quality that'll come through your car stereo system will be far superior to any standalone Bluetooth.
Yeah, unit. Because you hear it all throughout your car.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you'll... I would recommend, once you buy a unit, you can get them from Pioneer, JVC, Panasonic. They all have them. Check out your local big box store, or Canadian Tire has a few as well. That's when you'd want to have professionally installed, though, probably, unless you're apt at that kind of skill.
Yep, there you go. So a Bluetooth-enabled car stereo, an aftermarket solution is what you might need in that case. Let's go to David in Bolton. Hi, David. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi there.
At work, we have the mic system. You know, it's a two-way radio kind of deal.
Yeah, it's like a walkie-talkie. Yeah,
push a talk.
Yep, and as a phone. Is there anything for that? How does that work?
Okay, so Matthew, is there a way to go hands-free with the push-to-talk phones or walkie-talkie phones, Matthew?
You know, it should work the exact same as your non-mic phone. And Mark and I were discussing this during the break. When you hook up a Bluetooth, it'll work the same way. You'll receive the sound through your Bluetooth device. But we really want to caution you against using your mic phone while driving, because even pushing the button to talk constitutes a handheld electronic device.
And you could get a fine for that. Not to mention, if you're pushing the button to talk, then your both hands aren't on the wheel, unless you have three arms. So there you go. Very quickly, let's go to Elizabeth in Richmond Hill. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you guys?
We only have about a half a minute, dear. Sorry.
Okay, real quickly, what happens if you've got the visor thing or the mirror thing when your car shuts off?
Great question.
Elizabeth, I had the same question when I first was introduced to Bluetooth, and it's not connected to your car. So it will actually, it'll still stay on. So if you turn your car off and are in a conversation, you can finish that conversation. The piece has an off button, or when you move, of course, far enough away from your car, it'll disconnect from the phone, and Bob's your uncle.
Great question, Elizabeth. All right, we're going to get to more of your questions after this short break. 416-872-1010 if you have any questions for Matthew about hands-free devices. If you're outside of Toronto, wait 1-877-518-5151 or a free call on your perhaps soon-to-be hands-free cell phone. *8255, that's *TALK. We'll be back in a few moments with more Tech Talk and getting ready to give away our first Bluetooth speakerphone from Yada. We'll be right back.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We're joined by Matthew Yule, an automotive tech reporter for Backbone Magazine and contributor to the Toronto Star's Wheels section. Welcome back to the show, Matthew.
Hey, great to be here.
As both a technology and an automotive expert, it's great to meet you and have you here for the hour, because we're talking about a new technology that we have to use in the car if we don't want to avoid a fine, and that's hands-free. So usually this means wireless, a Bluetooth headset. But I do want to remind listeners that if you don't want to make the jump yet into a Bluetooth earpiece, which goes in or over your ear, or a speakerphone or a rearview mirror, like the one we're giving away before 1 p.m., you could always use, if your phone has a speakerphone built in, which is not very loud, but that's a good scenario.
Yeah, it's a solution for now.
And or you can buy a wired headset at your local dollar store.
Easily. Or check the box your phone came in. It might have come with it.
That's true.
Three years ago.
Good tip. That happened to me recently where I looked at an old BlackBerry case in a box and it was there. Mm-hmm. In a pinch, even at the dollar store, it's good to keep those in your glove compartment in case your Bluetooth runs out of battery and you forgot to charge it or whatever. But there's no excuse. It's very easy to go, hands-free, relatively affordable, and now in Ontario, the law. So we know you have a lot of questions about going hands-free. How much does it cost? What do you need to get going? Who are the big players? And Matthew, before we go to our next caller, and by the way, we are just before 12:30 giving away a Yada speakerphone with text-to-speech. So you were saying your wife uses this one?
Yeah, she uses the Yada product in the car, yep.
And Yada is I haven't really heard of them much before the Bluetooth space, so they've got a lot of products out there.
Yeah, they have a solid core of products. We picked up ours at Canadian Tire. This hands-free, the visor one, was $130, and we liked it because it was small, the battery lasts forever, has a lot of standby time, and also when we go in the car together, we could both pair our phones to the same device, and just whoever needs to be connected to it when we get into the car, right, on our phone, just push a button, says this phone is connected to that device, and it knows automatically. So with the Yada product, not all Bluetooth products can do that. Mm-hmm. A lot of them can, but right, that's why we liked this one.
With the speakerphone that we're giving away, and then the rear view mirror, which mm-hmm. has a built-in speakerphone yep. in it, are they loud enough for the car that like you can hear clearly?
Yeah, these products
And they
are...
have a microphone so they can who you're talking to can hear you.
Oh, yes, definitely. And in fact, the another reason I like the Yada products, these two Yada products, is the speakerphone is good. I've used products from other manufacturers that are, you know, your phone might actually say their name on the front right now. And the speakers are so tinny, or it sounds like you're talking through a transistor radio.
Or a tunnel, yeah.
Or a tunnel, yeah.
All right, Carmen from Caledon, thanks for calling today.
Hi there.
Thank you. Do you have a question?
I actually do, but I think you just answered my question. I was wondering, we were considering purchasing the mirror or the visor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if it can be programmed with two phones.
Carmen,
that was my question, but you answered that question.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Like, I'll admit to you, I love technology. It makes my, you know, my mouth drool. The mirror one's so cool. I feel bad gushing about it like that. But it works like a real mirror. And my first concern when I saw it was, well, what about at night when I have to flip it up, you know, for the night vision? And it works just like a regular mirror. And you can still see who's calling nice and bright. And it can connect multiple phones. So, you know.
So both the rear view mirror from Yada and the speakerphone can do more than one. You can pair more than one phone?
Right. One can only work at one time.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. But you can wirelessly link it to two different
phones.
Right. Okay, great. Marty from Toronto, thanks for calling Tech Talk today.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. My question is, if you're in, even with like a voice activation kind of thing, you still, if you're calling a business line, for example, how are you able to somehow connect to a particular extension?
Yeah.
There's two solutions.
Without dialing.
Yeah, there's two solutions. That I've come across, and Mark might have a few of his own as well. What I do if I know I'm calling the same company, a client or a friend or whatnot, you can actually usually program in pauses and pounds, the key below the 9 or the 7,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and set up, you know, you can dial, you know, the number and then a pause and then the correct button sequence to connect. With 411, usually it's voice activated now, but Mark, do you have a solution for that?
No, I was going to say that when I have to call an extension, I usually do it, but when I'm driving, I try to do those kinds of calls at a red light, mm-hmm. but you're still probably technically can get a ticket for that.
At a red light, so, yeah, pull your car over to do it.
Or if it's somebody you call often, try to find a direct number for them, because even if it's a 1-800 number, they usually have a direct line mm-hmm. that just replaces the four last digits. But that's a good question. You know what? I'm going to look more into that off the air because I don't know 100%. That stumped me there. Finally, the last caller before the 12:30 break and the winner of the Yada hands-free visor speakerphone with text-to-speech is Heidi from Toronto. Congratulations, Heidi.
Hello.
Heidi, you won, girl.
Is that fantastic? Thank you, guys. I listen to you all the time, and this is a great show.
Good.
Very informative.
And you'll love this product from Yada. If you want to learn more about it, it's letsyada.com. And I'm going to put you on hold. I know you had a question. I'm sorry, but we have to go to our traffic break. But Heidi is the last caller before 12:30 who got on the air. So congratulations to you for winning the visor speakerphone. But fret not. If you are waiting or are still thinking about calling in, do so, because the last caller before 1 p.m. will win the uber cool rear view mirror speakerphone from Yada. And we're talking about hands-free today with Matthew Yule. But we got to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines, I'll give you the numbers again, tell you a bit more about our second grand prize, and of course answer your questions about hands-free. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is brought to you by Windows 7, Microsoft's latest and greatest operating system. Enjoy speed, security, and ease of use with Windows 7. For more info, visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7. We are talking today, however, about hands-free solutions. Ontario has joined Newfoundland, Labrador, Nova Scotia, and Quebec, and soon it'll also be BC, in a hands-free driving initiative. So it's now officially against the rules. Because it has passed legislation, it's now enforceable. It's against the rules to be driving and talking on a phone at the same time using your hands. As of February the 1st, you could be fined up to $500 for doing so, not to mention any other ancillary charges you may incur, such as, you know, improper lane changes or reckless driving or what have you. But so now it's really, now is time to jump on the bandwagon and go hands-free, whether it's an inexpensive wired solution or a Bluetooth or hands-free wireless solution, which you can find for as low as $20. So to help answer your questions about going hands-free, we've got Matthew Ewell in the studio. He is an automotive tech reporter for Backbone magazine and contributor to the Toronto Star's wheel section. Welcome back to the show, Matthew.
Hey.
Thanks for your time. Hey. This is a very lax show. We are giving away a couple of prizes courtesy of our friends at Yada. Letsyada.com. They're a premier Bluetooth peripheral company. And the last caller before 12:30 just got a really cool visor clip that is a speakerphone. So it's not, doesn't go over your ear because not everybody likes those. This is a hands-free speakerphone. And then the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win the hands-free rearview mirror speakerphone. So Matthew, before we go back to the lines, why don't you tell our listeners again about this Yada product?
So this one doesn't replace, actually. It goes over your existing rearview mirror and it has an LCD in the middle of it that when it's not in use, you can't see it. But when somebody calls in, it'll show you who's calling in the middle of the mirror, and but doesn't distract from.
Right.
You know,
we encourage you not to read, just glance.
Yeah, exactly.
And preferably at a red light.
Yes. But it works really well.
So 25 hours of talk time because it has a built-in battery, 650 hours of standby time. Great stuff. To have your questions answered on News Talk 1010 and to be eligible to win the rear view mirror from Yada with speakerphone, 416-872-1010. Outside of the Toronto area, just call us at 1-877-518-5151 or *8255, a free call on your cell phone while not driving or with hands-free. So let's go to whomever's been waiting the longest, and that would be Sonia from Pickering. Sonia, I'm sorry you didn't win your prize. You were just off by one.
I know.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but we're thrilled that you hung on. Hey, we give away great stuff every week on this show, so I hope you call us back another time. But we'd still love to answer your question, though.
Yeah, this is my first time. What I wanted to know, if you have the speakerphone and you have someone in your car and you want to have a personal conversation, can you switch it off?
So the person in your car doesn't hear your conversation?
Yes.
Okay. So there's two solutions there. One, if you have a Bluetooth headset that sits over your ear,
yes,
that won't, they obviously, the person in your car won't hear that. But if you have a device that, like the rear view mirror from Yada or the visor clip, they're going to hear it unless...
The only thing I would recommend, Sonia, is, so one answer is to have a Bluetooth headpiece that goes in your ear, and that way nobody can hear, they can hear you, the person beside you, but they can't hear the person calling. And the other solution I would recommend is on your phone, with one button press, you can basically turn off Bluetooth temporarily, so then it disconnects itself from the mirror or speakerphone or headset. Then you can hold the phone up to your ear if you're not driving, say you're the passenger, engage in a call, and then put the Bluetooth back on again. Sometimes when I'm calling somebody important, like an editor who I want to write for or something, I don't, you know, the sound quality is better when it's the microphone is up to your mouth. So I turn off the speakerphone so it doesn't sound too, you know, echoey or what have you. So I prefer to do that first initial call, not on speakerphone. And then, you know, then you could turn the Bluetooth back on. So that's a solution for you. Let's go to Marilyn in Mississauga. Hi, Marilyn. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
This show is so informative.
Oh, thank you.
I bought my phone in Qatar, and some of the features that Fido has, I don't get them. Like, I don't get call display and stuff like that because it's a more advanced phone.
Yeah, it was like an unlocked phone, and then you put in a Fido SIM card in it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is there a hands-free that I should use?
Mark, take this one away.
Yeah, sure. So, Marilyn, the Bluetooth will pair with the Bluetooth device that you buy, like a speakerphone or headset, will pair with a phone, even if it wasn't purchased through Rogers or Fido or anything.
Uh-huh.
It's completely separate from the service. So that'll work no problem. It's completely indiscriminate of who your carrier is. It's done on the phone level, not on the service level. The only exception is there's a product from a Canadian company called IMS in Waterloo. They're down the street from Research in Motion, the makers of BlackBerry. And they have a product called the iLane. And the iLane, it looks like a deck of cards. And it's not only a speakerphone and a Bluetooth earpiece combo, but it also reads your emails and text messages to you. That is a service that you pay. Actually, now they drop the monthly charge. It's $3.99 for this box and the earpiece. But and Bell sells it directly. So that one you might have trouble with if your phone's unlocked. But you need a BlackBerry, and it will read your email and also on-demand news and weather and sports. You can ask it for information. It's all completely voice-driven. And you can even respond with your voice. And it doesn't transcribe your words into text. It just sends the attachment, an MP3 attachment, to the sender. So that's called iLane if you're interested to learn more about that, and that will need to work with your service there. All right, let's go to Colin in St. Catharines. Hi, Colin.
Hi. What is Blue Ant? Somebody said, I know what Bluetooth is, but somebody said get a Blue Ant for hands-free.
Mm-hmm. Blue Ant is just actually the name of a company, and I believe they're based out of Australia, and they're actually pretty awesome. If you don't, they're harder to find, though, here in Canada. There's only one or two retailers that carry them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find a Yada, it'd be a good second choice, but yeah.
And Colin, that iLane product I was just talking about, you do get an earpiece with that box that sits in your car, and that's a Blue Ant earpiece. So yeah, it is a Bluetooth manufacturer, just like Motorola, Sony Ericsson, Nokia, Yada, Plantronics. There's a few of them out there.
Yeah. Number of them.
So, but good question, Colin. Colin's calling us from St. Catharines. We are talking about Bluetooth or other devices for hands-free communication while behind the wheel. We're joined by Matthew Yule, an automotive tech expert for Backbone Magazine and the Toronto Star's wheel section. We love your questions. I think we have time for one more before our next break, and that would be Susan from North York. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling today.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I have a Bluetooth that can also pick up, I guess, through your radio frequency.
Yep.
And it does say that, you know, it can be picked up by other cars. So I'm wondering if it's best to use that in a remote area, and what would happen if I use it in the city?
Well, there's two. I used to have my iPod connected through the FM transmitter, and what would happen is if I was caravanning with somebody, they could listen to my iPod if they were on 87.9 or whatever FM station we used. So the risk of somebody else hearing your conversation is that they are for some reason tuned to a non-broadcasting radio station, and a call. But my experience, if you don't have an FM unit right now, I would steer you away from them. They're not always the best quality for the money you pay.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. This is just my opinion, Matthew, and feel free to disagree. In Toronto, the FM wireless transmitter devices don't work very well at all.
Oh yeah, no, they're horrible.
Because you need to find an unused spot on the FM dial, and in Toronto, virtually every spot, 102.1, 102.3, 102.5, it picks up a station from somewhere, and ultimately the quality is not very clear. So I'm not a fan of these.
No, I gave up the iPod solution quickly.
All right, we have to take a short break for traffic, and when we return, going back to the lines to chat more about hands-free, and don't forget, in 10 minutes' time, actually a little more than that, we're going to give away our grand prize Yada rearview mirror. Very cool stuff, but hang tight.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about hands-free solutions while driving. Before we continue our conversation, however, I wanted to personally, and I guess perhaps professionally, thank Toshiba on the air, because we had a News Talk 1010 listener, a fan of Tech Talk, who wrote in, and I believe he called in as well, but he wrote in to me and told me about a problem he had with a Toshiba laptop. It was related to a broken screen, and he was having a heck of a time trying to get it resolved with them, and he was just perhaps just not going through the right channels. And I lent a hand and connected him with the folks at Toshiba, and they didn't waste any time to help out this gentleman. And I didn't say that I would thank them. There was no other incentive other than trying to please this guy. And he's a very nice caller, by the way. And I've been communicating with him via email over the last couple weeks. And he wrote me on Friday to say that everything's resolved. And he was so grateful to Toshiba for helping him out, for assigning this company called Onward Computer Services to help him out. So I want to thank Toshiba very much for helping this gentleman repair his laptop with no hassles. And now he can enjoy his computer again. So again, thanks to Toshiba for helping out this Newstalk 1010 listener. It meant a lot to me, and he was very happy. So that was great. All right. So, but I digress. We are now going back to our chat with Matthew Yule. He's a tech writer who specializes in cars and tech. Did I say tech writer who specializes in cars and tech? Well, he's... it's Sunday.
That's okay. I specialize.
And we changed the clocks. I'm trying to think of another excuse for...
Oh.
That reminds me of, you know, please allow myself to introduce myself. It's like a Mike Myers moment.
I woke up in a panic this morning, not knowing the clocks have been changed. Oh, horrible.
All right, let's go back to the calls. 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's chat about what the heck is Bluetooth. Hi, Perry, you're on Newstalk 1010.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. We had a problem with our TomTom. We had to hook it up to the computer to get the newest downloads.
Uh-huh.
And now the message we get on the TomTom is this phone may now be used. The following features were found: wireless data connection. It says that our Bluetooth connections are made, but it won't let us make a call.
Hmm.
What have we done?
Okay, so... I'm glad you brought up GPS, because we haven't yet discussed it this hour, and that is, if you are looking to go hands-free and you are also in the market for a GPS navigation device to help you get from point A to point B with turn-by-turn directions, a Bluetooth-enabled GPS device, such as the ones from TomTom or Garmin or Magellan, are a great solution because they're kind of like two-in-one. It's a speakerphone and a GPS unit. But in order for me to troubleshoot this with you, Perry, I'd probably prefer to do it off the air because I don't know. I was going to ask you about the settings on your phone. I was going to ask you to walk me through what the TomTom settings were. My wife has a TomTom in her van that has Bluetooth, and it is synchronized with her phone, no problem. So I'd like to maybe understand a bit more, but so I'm sorry to not give you an answer on the air, but it could be a number of things. Matthew, I don't know.
No,
I mean,
it
could be hard to troubleshoot.
It's definitely a settings issue, or worst case scenario, the device is malfunctioning.
Right. Yeah, you hope it's a software issue and not a hardware issue, because software issues are usually resolvable. Really quickly, let's go to Cindy and Bolton. Oh, and by the way, Perry, email me, Perry, at techtalk@newstalk1010.com. Cindy, we only have a couple seconds for you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Sure. You had a question about the mirror.
Yeah, well, the mirror or the visor. I was just wondering what was involved in the installation of those, if it was something you could do yourself, mm-hmm. or if you have to take it.
Great question.
I'm going to throw to my favorite infomercial, set it and forget it. Just clip it on, and you're done.
Oh, we got Ron Popeil here in the studio. Yes, so really quickly, it's super easy to program a Bluetooth device to communicate with your phone. You just press and hold the button, and then you go to your phone and you say search for Bluetooth, and it finds it. And then you don't have to do anything but charge it up every once in a while, whether you do it in your car through the cigarette lighter or whatever it's called now, or on your computer or wall adapter at home.
They usually call it a 12-volt outlet now.
Oh, FYI. We've got the auto reporter here. And then with the visor, in terms of installation, when I received one, I thought you had to replace your existing rearview mirror. I was wrong. You actually snap it on top of your existing one. And it also is kind of cool because it's a bigger rearview mirror. Have you ever sat in the back of a cab and said, wow, I love those huge rearview mirrors so you can see everything behind you? Well, I've said it anyways. And this does give you a bigger view behind you. So it's a nice little bonus. All right. One more break. When we return, going back to the lines and chatting more about Bluetooth and getting ready to give away that rearview hands-free mirror from Yatta. We'll be right back.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. Sorry, I'm just laughing here. I'm chatting with Matthew Yule. We're both tech journalist. So, you know, we got something in common. Welcome back to the show, Matthew.
Thank you.
We're just rapping about the scene, but what it's like freelancing for a bunch of publications. And we both contribute to the Toronto Star. And mm-hmm. we both got our start at Toronto Computes. Which,
that. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. It morphed into Hub Magazine.
Right.
And now it's sort of morphed into Techno, it's
right.
called.
Right.
Different publisher.
Mm-hmm.
But the spiritual successor of the Toronto Star, if you Toronto Computes.
Not sure about spiritual,
well,
per se. But yeah, no, go ahead, of course.
All right. We are chatting about hands-free today. We know it's overwhelming and intimidating, all the different options out there. There's wired connections that go from your ear to your phone, but can sometimes get caught in the seatbelt. Not very good when you're driving. So wireless is a great way to go. There's the Bluetooth headset that goes in your ear. There's a Bluetooth speakerphone that goes somewhere in your car, hands-free. There's a Bluetooth-enabled GPS unit that you would mount to your dashboard or windshield that will allow you to chat hands-free. There are car stereos with Bluetooth, or the one we're giving away in about 4 minutes, the rearview mirror from Yada. Very cool stuff. It is a rearview mirror, just as the name suggests, but is a battery powered and a speakerphone. Let's go to Brian in Newmarket, who has a question about going hands-free. Hi there.
Hi, I just bought a new Toyota Venza, and they have an option for like $450, but it looks like it's just a push-button Bluetooth. I'm just wondering how that works and if there's anything aftermarket that I could kind of put in the same spot. Looks like it's just a little button that I can put just to the left of the steering wheel.
All right, real quick, pros and cons. My experience with, you know, factory-installed Bluetooth are usually the sound quality is great because it's through the existing speaker system. However, you mentioned the big drawback. The price tag is usually, you know, 200% of what you could buy off the shelf at a big box store.
Or more. So, I have a friend who just got an Escalade, I think it was, and the GPS option was like $2,000.
You know, and because the convenience factor of having it built into your dash and working with your car can't be worth the money, but, you know, check out your local big box store to see if you can find a product for cheaper first.
Let's go to Alex in Vaughan. Hey, Alex, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for calling.
My question, very simple. It has to do with the noise cancellation feature, especially when you're talking to a person that's the recipient's using Bluetooth. There's almost like a squelching that goes on. It's very irritating to the ear.
Yeah, some of them do have that kind of weird.
And depends on the technology the manufacturer has. Like, it's all about, you know, canceling out frequencies, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, two solutions might sound better than solution A and solution B over here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to Janice in Stony Creek. Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good. I've been listening for a while, and my question really was, which would be the best technology, whether it would be the visor or the mirror? But after listening to you, I'm thinking that the visor, probably you would have to take your eyes off the road more than you would with the mirror. So I think probably the mirror is the best option. So maybe I've just answered my own question, or you've answered my question.
Well,
I'm not exactly sure.
Yes and no. Here, I'll let Matthew.
Well, really, the... Any not just Yadas, but any product that has when you have to answer the call, you'll be pushing a button and it'll become intuitive to you. You'll know where it is on your visor. You'll just reach up and push it. Won't have to look at all. So, and your rearview mirror, you're used to looking at the rearview mirror. So it's six in one, half dozen the other.
And if I'm not wrong, Matthew, perhaps it depends on which speakerphone you're going with. You could also set it to auto answer.
Right.
So, and you know, you're going to accept every call because it's hands free. And then when you're done and they hang up. Because they hang up, it'll disable your call.
Right.
So you really don't need to push anything unless you want to call somebody else, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So without further ado, it is 12:58 on the button. Sorry, little tech talk pun there. Let's go to Avi in Toronto, who is the winner of the rearview mirror speakerphone from Yada. Congratulations. Hello, Avi, are you there?
Hello, yeah, I'm here. Thanks. Wow, that's very exciting.
Congratulations. Yeah, you'll love it. It's valued at $150. You can get it at Canadian Tire if listeners are interested in picking up the same device. But Avi, my man, you're good to go.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
You have a question.
Yeah, my question was I was wondering if this device can play, can you listen to MP3s over it if you, say, have an iPhone, or is it just for phone calls?
You know, you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
We are iPhone brothers then, my friend.
Awesome.
So there's been a few devices I've tested out there that I do a lot of audiobooks in the car that work through the Bluetooth device, but it's garbage. You want to listen, you know, get for listening to content on your iPhone, get another get another solution for that.
And I would recommend, Avi, to get a car stereo that has an iPod dock.
Or an auxiliary input.
Yeah, something, because that'll be much better than the FM wireless frequency thing. Which,
tenfold.
Yeah, because you can buy those for the iPhone. Not recommended. All right, well, congratulations to Avi. I put you on hold, tell you how to pick up your grand prize. I want to thank you very much, Matthew, for joining us.
I had a ball.
Great. Well, so did I. And thanks to our friends at Yada for donating these two great grand prizes. We have a third, by the way, that I'll give away in the coming weeks. Let'sYada.com if you want to learn more about that. I want to thank our sponsor, Windows 7, Microsoft's latest and greatest operating system. Enjoy speed, security, and ease of use with Windows 7. For more info, visit Microsoft.ca/Windows 7. A big thank you to Scott Gill for doing a great job behind the glass today. Not only tech opping, but screening as well. All right, he's the gentleman you talk to when you call in. And coming up next on News Talk 1010, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Stick with us. You're listening to News Talk 1010. Ciao.